Well, there are not specific disasters that affect older people. All the disasters affect people. It's just that it sometimes affects them in a different way. Take, for example, that older people might be less mobile, that they have different needs in terms of health care, and that they have different needs even in distribution of, let's say, non-food items or of a specific food needs, medicine needs, etc. So as such, the risks are the same. It's just that it affects different people in a different way.
Traditionally, have the needs of older people in Colombia and further afield not been properly met by the authorities, by donors, agencies that are intervening?
No, in general, they have not really been taken care of. And part of the reason is that although we talk about older people, we hardly ever speak with older people. So when doing assessments, when doing planning, etc., often older people are kind of left out. So they don't have the ability to express their specific needs, both in terms of normal times as well as in disasters.
How are you able to include older people in that dialogue?
Well, we have learned that older people are often very willing to participate. Often they also have more time available. But as I said, it's normally when you select who you're working with, you talk with the local leaders, etc., and you get a quite small margin of the community that speaks on behalf of all.
Looking ahead, how can agencies like yours ensure that older people are getting the say that they want?
I think what we are trying to do is bring in a differential approach so that in all the steps from the planning phase on until the actual action or humanitarian response, that you look at the specific needs, but also the specific capacities that older people have to offer. I think over the last few years, there has been a lot of investment in the issue of gender, about inclusion of women and looking at specific needs of women and specific capacities of women. Working with older people is basically the same. The methodology is the same. Just try to include them in every step you do, in every evaluation, every assessment you do, look at, okay, are there specific needs, specific actions that you need to incorporate for older people?
Colombia has a relatively turbulent history. How does that affect older people and the work that you're doing?
I think it affects older people in two ways. On the one hand side, there is, under the displaced people, a lot of older people with, as I said, specific needs. Imagine a 70 or 80-year-old woman arriving in a place she doesn't know, doesn't often speak the language, if we're talking about indigenous people. But there's the other aspects that often you can see that it's more the younger people who are evicted, who are leaving, and the older people are staying behind without any means of income or resources, any support from their family. It's both the displaced people as well as the people that are left behind because of this conflict.